Well, I'm exhausted. I know you guys are too. Normally I have an energetic opening, but it feels kind of hard to muster energy today. I'm going to tell you why, and of course we're going to talk all about it right here, right now.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Corralcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Corralcast. I am Corral, and today is one of those hard days to do a talk show. Because I want to be entertaining, and I certainly don't want to be a downer. But when you've got three dead kids and three dead adults and one dead shooter in Tennessee, a state that finds it more important to ban drag queens than assault weapons, you just spiral into the entire world is so messed up right now. And, you know, I have to say, let's just be real today. You know, Rachel and Norm Capper, they're two of my biggest fans, and now they're friends. And, you know, Norm sent me an email a few weeks back saying he was concerned about me, that my show is just angry these days, and it was very constructive. But at the same time, it was like, you know, why don't you get back to doing some of that stuff that only Corral can do, making us think about things differently, or, you know, entertaining us in the kitchen or whatever it might be. And I long to be that person again, just like I'm sure you long to be who you were. But post-COVID, post-Trump, post-everything, I'm finding it really, really hard every day to stay positive in America. It's not me. It's where I'm at. This country is horribly depressing. And the way it's being run is getting worse. You know, I heard Joe Biden speak today. The man is too frickin' old to run for president, but he's going to. And I am so worried that a Ron DeSantis will get in office. And I today went back to thinking, maybe it's time to leave the country. Because even if I move to a state like Washington or California, those states protect people like me and our rights, but only so much. You know, I was looking in Seattle, a progressive place, for progressive talk radio. There isn't any. It flipped to conservative. They are taking over, and I guess we're letting them. You know, in other countries, there'd be so many protests tomorrow to ban assault weapons that it would get done. Today, tomorrow, the next day, there'll just be more shootings. And they should show the images on TV of the three children ripped to shreds by the bullets. We should all be forced to look at those, but we won't. What are they fighting about? Drag bans. There's a drag ban in Tennessee. The GOP is now championing things like parental bills of rights to ban books. They should ban the Bible. This was a Christian school. Where's your God now? How can you believe in a deity in today's world? Oh, Corral, that's just when we need him. No. There's no deity. No deity would allow children to be slaughtered. And I don't want to hear that that deity would throw it back on man and that it's free will. Those are excuses that people that believe in deities use because their deity allows them to be senselessly murdered. There's no God. There isn't. He wouldn't let us destroy the planet if there were. He would deem the life of an elephant as equal to a man. So today I was full of, well, anger a little bit at myself. See, I bought my friend Steve's car for $1,500 because everybody said I needed a car because they hate me being on my motorcycle. And every time I fill it up for $80, I get mad. And now, you know, I knew that it needed it works. It works fine. But it also needs work to actually last and be able to go further than a mile or two. You know, things that wear out after 200,000 miles, you know, like axle things and rack and pinion steering things and stuff like that. And so I got a great estimate from my friend Heath Mechanic Tony over at some Auto Spec. And it's still going to be $2,500, and I just paid off all my credit cards, and I don't have $2,500, so I'll have to charge it And I don't want to charge it, and I shouldn't have to charge it because I'm talented and famous. I was at lunch today, and there was a gentleman there. He said, excuse me, I'm a huge fan of Phil Hendry's, and you're Carell, right? You used to be on right before him. I said, I am. Oh, we loved your show. I was a set dresser, and we used to listen to you on the lot all the time, which I found ironic because I used to want to be on a set all the time. And I thought, God, you know, you're a trailblazer. You're a history-making broadcaster. And you're worried about $2,500 to fix a 21-year-old car. So those things are on my brain. And then the shooting happens. And suddenly my brain is parents that this morning said goodbye to their children for the last time. Their children. 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old. Children. We don't believe they're the future. We don't care about children. The GOP is now trying to repeal President Biden's student loan forgiveness. The GOP hates America. They hate us. And these morons that line up to vote for them, they hate them too. They just pander to them because they know they're idiots that will give them money and vote for them. You know, my show ranks highly in Canada, and I wish with every ounce of fiber in me that I liked the cold and that someone there would adopt me. I'd live in Oakland if I could afford it. I'd live in San Francisco. I just, living in America right now, it makes you a different person. You're not happy. I know you're all, yeah, no, I managed to be happy. You're not happy. You're not happy because you don't think the future is bright. You don't think the future is full of opportunity. You just see more of the same. And the same, by any account, is horrific. So how does any host go on today and be funny, be entertaining? How do they try to pull you out of this funk that you're in from this yet another terror that you and I both know nothing will be done about? You see, it's not just that there's another shooting. It's that there'll be another and another, and they want to ban books and drag queens and not assault weapons. It's like the car repair. Why don't oil companies pay for my car repair? They want me to keep giving them money so they make billions of dollars. Why doesn't Lexus fix the car for free? I'm sure when someone bought this RX350 back in 2001, it was probably $25,000 or $30,000. Why aren't they guaranteed for life? Why do we accept that we buy things that break and then they have no responsibility to fix them? Everything is upside down. We are living in a world upside down, and I am trying to find my footing in that just like you. I don't have the magic formula to happiness. I'm here with Ember. I'm trying every day to be better. I'm 60, and I still feel like I'm just getting going in the entertainment industry, even though I'm recognized out in public and, you know, all of that. And yet, Disney today announced 7,000 job cuts. The CEO makes millions of dollars. They don't have to fire one person, but why? They want to be more profitable. They don't care what those 7,000 people will do. They just care about their number on their balance sheet. And that's the world we live in. Corporations get to do whatever they want. Gun manufacturers, the gun lobby, doesn't care about the 3 murdered children and 3 murdered adults. They don't care. So we fight about drag bans and book bans and transgendered people, of which are 2% of the frickin' population. J.K. Rowling, shut the F up. I'm so done with her. Constantly berating trans people. Why? People are dying at our own hand. And then let's talk about the planet, shall we? It was 35 degrees this morning in Las Vegas. 35. A wind chill down to 30. I looked it up. Last year on this day at night, it was 58. And during the day was 85. It's 57 degrees outside right now. The climate's coming for us. The things that are killing us, we're ignoring. And the things that don't harm us,
If you're not visiting reallycorrell.com daily, you're missing out. Get the podcast, videos, and the blog, including recipes at reallycorrell.com. That's really K-A-R-E-L.com.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Corellcast.
I am Corell. You know, this morning when I heard about the shooting in Tennessee, I said, oh, is it a drag queen? Meaning that they act like drag queens are the ones picking up AK-47s and killing people. They're not. The worst they could do is throw an eyelash at you. Well, I know drag queens will F you up, honey. Don't mess with a drag queen. They will pull off those heels and spike you in the forehead. I've seen it happen. Oh, yes, drag queens can fight, baby. They've had to. Who started the Stonewall Rebellion? Drag queens. Now, I may have been dissing RuPaul and everything, all the, you know, I don't like RuPaul and I don't like his show because of what it does to the queens on the show. And modern day drag queens just think they're acrobats and have to all do high kicks and stuff. That's just an opinion about their performance. Of course, they should be allowed to perform. Where are the challenges in the Supreme Court for their freedom of speech? And meanwhile, it's just like The Wizard of Oz. Ignore the man behind the curtain. And what's behind the curtain? Climate change, mass shootings, you know, corporate greed, the things that are really killing us. That's what's behind the curtain. But ignore that. Oh, no, drag queens reading stories to kids. That's the problem. Transgendered people. You know, Guy Pearce, who I know and love and respect as an actor from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Memento, many other great movies. He posted today that if trans actors have to play trans roles and not regular actors, then are those the only roles they should play? Should a trans male be able to audition for just a male role, you know, that's not a trans male? And what Guy Pearce doesn't understand as a white cisgendered man is that, you know, no one is saying that only trans people should play trans roles. They're saying that trans actors should be given first dibs at it since they've been given zero dibs their whole life. No one's saying that only gay actors should play gay roles. They're just saying that gay actors should be given, you know, first dibs at it. And then if you can't find a gay actor that's actually great for the role, then let someone else play the role, like Sean Penn in Milk. He was brilliant. No one is about extremes, and yet we're living in this world of nothing but extremes. And in it, you and I are trying to find our voice. You know, we are. We're trying to find our new voice. We lost our voice. We lost it under Trump. We lost it during COVID. It was 3 years ago today that the casinos were shut. 3 years ago that was. It seems like yesterday. COVID's still everywhere. RSV, you know, everything else. And so I think we're all trying to find our new voice. But this country wants to stifle us. It wants to make sure that we don't have our own voice, that we have their voice. You know, I am trying to find my new voice. Who do I want to be in my 60s? What kind of entertainer? What kind of show? And I know that you guys are going through the same thing. Many of you have kids that are growing up or leaving. Who are you going to be once they're gone? Many of you have spouses that may be leaving or dying. Who are you going to be without them? Many of you are considering moving to a new state or a new country. How are you going to find a new voice there? You know, I'm really getting settled in Vegas, and yet I think about leaving it all the time. And not because of the movie called that. But because the gay community isn't quite what it wants to be here. And I need that sense of community. And there's no walkability. The whole car thing, the fact that I need a car is really what pisses me off. Not just the expense of it, but the fact that I have to have one. And I have a motorcycle, but if you have a motorcycle, you do have to have a car, or at least have access to one. When I purged, I'm in the middle of a purge, both here in this room and my shed outside, and I had a whole bunch of stuff to take to the Goodwill, or not Goodwill, never Goodwill, but to the gay thrift store, and I needed a car to do that. My loamy broke, my home composter. And I need to go pick one up at the UPS store that they sent me to replace it. And because they don't make me pay to fix it, they replace it. And, you know, I need a car for that. So you do have to have access to a car. And unfortunately, Uber is now almost $15 to $20 each way, so $40 round trip. Although for $4,000, it's 100 trips in a car, you know, because that's how much I will have spent this year on the car. But even 100 trips, that's only 50 round trips. Or no, that's 100 round trips, basically. And that would be what? Maybe if you did like four a week, that's 16 a month. That's not even 10 months worth. So I spent more, I would spend more on Uber than at the car. And this is what is going through your mind, transportation cost, food cost. You know, and no one's giving you any relief in that area. They're not really helping you there. And then you're worried about that, and then a shooting happens, and you hear about dead kids. And you think, is it ever going to get better? San Francisco, bracing for another storm. Flooding is possible. It's not going to warm up here all week. It's going to stay below 60 or right around 60, 65. It's nowhere near the 80 and 90. It's pool season here. Unless you want to see, the world wants to see your nipples. And, you know, it's like, so I want to get back to being funny. I want to entertain. I want to sing. But how? How to do that in today's world? How to make it profitable? I don't know. You're having the same problem in your world. How do you continue to work in the field that you love and pay the bills when the field that you love is changing? Everybody's job is changing. Downsizing, outsourcing, back at work, home office. It's all changed. And we as humans, we need time to adapt. And we've had none. The world changed huge under Donald Trump. We couldn't adapt. Then COVID, and we had to be forced to adapt to a whole new way of living. And our default is to go back to the way we were. Well, that's not finding a new voice. You know, last week I was adamant that the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says that we must be plant-based, that it's imperative. And I posted that online, and the hatred that I got on Instagram made me want to leave Instagram. Someone said, shut up, it's my God-given right to eat animals. And I'm like, no, it's not. But they truly believe it is. And I said, which ones? Do you eat your dog or cat? Do you eat your child? They're an animal. Well, you know what I mean. Oh, no, just animals you can overpower. And there was hatred under there, saying, get over it, dude. You know, I want to eat animals. They don't care that it's killing the planet. They don't care. We're a nation of people who don't care about anybody but themselves. I know you care, but you only care so much. You're not vegan, most of you, so you don't care that much. You're not going to go rally for drag queens in San Francisco on April 8th. I wish I could. Sister Roma is leading a drag rally in San Francisco on April 8th. I'll be having a tube shoved up my tuchus. I'm having a colonoscopy on a Saturday of all days, but I am. Or I'd be in San Francisco marching in solidarity with Sister Roma and others because we need to show up now and let people know. Look at what's happening in Israel. Bibi is trying to, you know, stack the courts like every dictator, and the people aren't having it. And what about that? Why hasn't Biden put three more judges on the court so we could finally get rid of guns? Why won't Democrats take the radical moves that need to be done to secure our future on both climate change and guns? I'm afraid to go out now, aren't you? Every time I'm out, I'm worried I'm going to hear gunshots. Don't you? I know school kids are... Can you imagine being a kid nowadays? Can you imagine? Every day that kids go to school now, they think they're going to get shot. How can they learn? They can't. They can't. All right, when we come back, if something's too good to be true, it probably is. I'm either missing out on a really great, hot guy, or I'm missing out on a scam. Because on Instagram, someone started following me who is very attractive and reached out in a DM to me, which people have met that way, and said, I find you attractive. Would you like to start a conversation? But the way they worded it, like, oh, I hope we can continue with our excellent friendship. It's like, we just had three messages. So I think they're a fake. How do you know if someone online is real? I found a tool. I'm going to tell you. A tool. Did I say that right? I found a tool. Tool. Tool.
Make your device a whole lot smarter. Get the Karelcast app free at the App Store of your choice now. Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karelcast.
So how do you know if you're being fooled online? Well, the problem is you just never do. I was on Instagram and I was posting a vegan posting a lot of vegan posts on there, and someone named Sean R. Wilson from Oklahoma emailed me or texted me and said, hey, you know, I think you're attractive. A friend turned me on to your Instagram, and, you know, would you like to start a conversation? And I saw the guy, and it's funny because the night before when he followed me, I thought, oh, God, he's cute. And then the next day I get a message from him, and I thought, wow, the universe is, like, you know, liking me today. But then I said, well, what's your LinkedIn? What's your Facebook? Oh, my Facebook was hacked. I don't have a LinkedIn. Eh. So I took his photo and went to Catfish Hunter. That's what it's called. And there's a bunch of them online now where you can go and you can put in someone's photo and the name they give you, and it'll do a search and then tell you, is this person real or not? Or, you know, is it a possible scam? Except they charge. So I didn't do it. And so I told the person, look, you know, the way that your speech pattern is, you know, oh, I hope you come back so we can continue on this excellent friendship. It's like, that sounds, well, Asian to me, no offense, or Filipino or something, Russian, I don't know, Ukraine. And it's really easy on Instagram to get photos from someone else's feed of another person. But he sent me a picture of him and his dog. Oh, this is my baby. You know, that's, is he real? I don't know. He's hot. But he's got 400 followers and too good to be true. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to talk to this person. He wanted to talk on Google Chat, which requires your email. And I'm like, no, you're not getting any info out of me. Because they can get into your world, hackers. Now, maybe I'm missing out on a great guy. A guy that I find attractive. Maybe I'm not. But you can't trust anybody online anymore. You just can't. You really cannot. On Grindr and these other apps, these gay apps and straight apps, there have been so many murders and robberies. And, you know, you're some queer and you come to Las Vegas and you launch Grindr and you see this hot pic and they say, oh, yeah, I can come to your room. And then they show up at your door with three people and rob the hell out of you. You're probably not going to report it because you're too embarrassed if you're a guy. You're like, oh, God, you know. So I don't know. The ones that have been reported, there's probably 10 to 1 that aren't. I have never hooked up with anybody on an app. I mean, I'll be honest with y'all. I ain't had sex in years, and that's the truth. I'm not going to hook up on an app. COVID was 3 years. You couldn't go out for 3 years to a bar or a nightclub or anything. You know, we were at Peyote this weekend, me and Steve. It's a club downtown, or a restaurant, really great downtown Las Vegas called Peyote. You should go if you come into town. And they have a couple of vegan options. And there were some gays on the patio. And this guy named Mike and I started talking as he poured tequila down my friend Steve's throat, because it was his birthday, this guy named Mike. He was 70, and he brought his own tequila out of this wonderful decanter, and it was expensive tequila, and he was pouring it down people's throat, and so he wanted to see Steve's dog, so he poured it down Steve's throat. And he's 70, and I'm 60. And we had a very special bond, because he said, how many address books did you throw away? I said, too many. And we both knew that we meant from AIDS. And he said, you know, there should be so many more people our age that are gay. But they all died. All of them. Like 2/3 of them. So there aren't many 60, 55, 65, 70-year-old gay men. We are truly an endangered species, like the elephants and rhinos. And I wanted to get to know him. I did. I mean, he's got a lover. But I just wanted to be in his world, get to know him. But I didn't give him my number or anything. Oh, here, please, I'm looking for gay friends. Because that's pathetic. So you can't trust people online. It's nearly impossible nowadays to meet someone in person, at least in the city of Las Vegas. And now being gay is becoming dangerous again. The hate crimes are up 400% against the LGBTQ community. I certainly don't want to go stay out late at a gay bar. The gay center, pfft, no offense, they mean well, but it's not a great place to meet people. So what do you do? What do y'all do if you're single? Just be single? Is it easier if you're single and straight? I don't even know. A lot of you are listening to me. You're single. You're straight. How are you meeting people? I mean, I don't get invited to dinner parties, nothing. I just, you know, it's just, it's hard. And online, you cannot believe, because these people really know how to get to you. I have three friends that are relatively educated that have all been victim of online scams. I won't name their names because they're just very embarrassed. But like, you know, go buy a $200 Amazon gift card, give us the number, and we'll put $400 on it. Yeah, yeah. You know what happens the minute they give them the number. You know, or they hack people online. They hack their accounts and pretend to be them. So I'm your preacher. I'm your neighbor. And they're not. And you have no way of knowing this until it's too late. So online has become extraordinarily dangerous. And catfishing, which is what they call when you give a picture that's not you, catfishing is everywhere. Steve said he just saw a bunch of it on one of the dating apps that, you know, there'll be a hot photograph and then the person that shows up is not that picture. What do you do then? Like, what do you do? You open your door and this beast is standing there and you were expecting, you know, Colin Farrell. And instead you're getting Quasimodo. It's like, what do? You slam the door, scream, they already got your address. See, that's also foreign to me. And then it says, oh, meet at neutral places like coffee shops or, you know, whatever. Well, what do you do if you show up at the coffee shop and they're hideous? Just keep walking. I'm sorry. I can't see you right now. No. Maybe they didn't see me. You know, have someone call you 20 minutes in just so you can escape. I'm telling you, being single in 2023, it sucks. It is horrible. I kept hoping someone would find me from my show. Oh, I saw your show and, you know, oh, you're handsome. Would you like to go out? That ain't happened. You know, one of my wildest dreams, true story. What are one of your wildest dreams? Like one of your weird fantasies. One of my wildest dreams was that when I was on KGO, some rich old person would love me. And if they didn't have any heirs, when they died, they would have left me their fabulous San Francisco condo or home. Oh, you know, Carell should live here. When I die, I'm going to give it to him because I don't have any heirs, you know, and my kids are gone, whatever. That was always a dream of mine, that someone would hear my show, be a fan, like me, and, like, give me their guest house or something. Oh, Carell, you can come live in my guest house rent-free. It's yours, just as long as you want. I heard those stories of other people in radio. Ray Taliaferro, the late Ray Taliaferro. He had a gorgeous apartment in San Francisco that he got because he knew a blues player, a blues piano player, and they introduced him to the landlord, which really liked him. And when the blues piano player passed away, they asked Ray if he wanted it for the same price, and he said yes. So he paid like stupidly less money for this place. Boy, I'll just keep waiting for that, right? I am Carell. Let's hope Wednesday there's a better world that we live in so we can be happier on the show. Until then, stay safe, okay? Be who you want to be, fond and
everybody. Amber and I would like to thank you for joining us today and remind you there's a way to never miss a thing, and that's by subscribing right now to my YouTube channel. Just click the subscribe button below or go to youtube.com/reallycarell. That's youtube.com/reallycarell for a world of great free content. And that content is kept free by the fabulous group of patrons at Patreon. Why not become one and show your support for the show? Just $5 a month or more and you're in. Go to patreon.com/reallycarell. That's patreon.com/reallycarell. My website is reallycarell.com and everything fabulous is there, from the show to blog and recipes. Instagram and all social media are, you guessed it, Really Carell. And it couldn't get much easier by simply downloading the free Karelcast app at the app store of your choice. And then all the content from Karel Media will flow right on through. That's the free Karelcast app. Remember, I am Karel. Be who you want to be, so it doesn't hurt anybody. And subscribe and participate today.